Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 29th of March, recording at 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights on another interesting day in here. Stock markets, having been under a little bit of selling pressure earlier in the week, rebounded here today. We saw some quite reasonable gains, particularly in Europe, where gains of over 1% were the norm. And Wall Street also closed near the higher side of the day, having been up most of the day, but then having dipped at least a couple of hours before the close, but clawed back those gains. Just to give you an example, if I take the S&P futures contract, now that's still trading as it runs on, I think, for another 15 minutes. That had been down as low as 14.23 at one stage, but is currently at 14.33, so 10 off that low that it had seen earlier in the day. And elsewhere, government bonds, a little bit of selling in here, particularly in Europe, I noticed, with the UK gilts and the euro bunds. And in other markets, the dollar is slightly steadier in here on the US dollar index, currently up 5 ticks on the day. And the dollar's down a little bit against the euro, but it's strong against the yen, 117.98. That's interesting. And crude oil, gangbusters here today. It's currently up $2 at $66.08, and it has been up as high as $66.50. I haven't seen any news on that, although I think that the supplies, in terms of the figures that have been coming out, have tended to be a little bit tighter than generally estimated. And of course, there's the UK troops, Iran situation. Then, you know, the 15 troops that were captured in what I believe were neutral UN controlled waters. Okay, and in terms of precious metals, now, despite the dollar not doing much, and despite oil being very, very strong in here, the precious metals were soft, although they're well off the lows here right now. For instance, silver is down 10, but it was down more than twice that at one stage, as was platinum, which is currently down 8. And gold was down over 11 at once. Well, not spot gold. I think spot gold was down 10 at one stage. It's currently down 355. And coffee up a little bit, but cocoa up a little bit, but off the highs. Coffee down in here today. Grains and beans looks like a bit of a rally here, certainly in the soybeans. Yes, across the complex we saw a bit of a rally. And cotton up a little bit in here also. That's been firming all week. And the industrial metals are all on the upside, with the exception, these are the futures traded ones, of course, but with the exception of tin, which is down a little bit. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of technical action by stock markets, this day in here has checked the slide that we were seeing. Well, it wasn't that much of a slide, was it? Particularly among the European stock markets. So most of the action remains on the higher side of the trading range that we've seen over the last month or so. And again, this looks to me like a further period of mean reversion in terms of the 200-day moving averages, best seen on the weekly charts, and that this mean reversion from here on will, as I've been saying, take place largely in the form of sideways trading activity. And thereafter, I think more likely than not we will see some additional gains. Now, what if that's much too optimistic, and lots of people think it is much too optimistic? Well, then we would see stock markets put in some downward dynamics. We really haven't seen that since the early part of March. And they would put in downward dynamics, they would go back to those early March lows and take them out. But none of the major stock markets are threatening to do that right now, so thus the more neutral to bullish scenario that I have outlined for you. When I say there are other risks, also the crude oil price. How many of those people were talking about the comment on oil, I should say, were talking about oil being back at $66 here at this time? And again, I maintain that the low is in at 50, and we're on the way back up with oil. It's just a matter of how quickly it moves up and how many pullbacks and consolidation periods there are. But all the charts on oil are really quite favorable, and we've had gasoline in here today in the at the close 213.55. That's the spot contract for gasoline, or the nearby contract I should say, for gasoline prices. It's really quite strong, and we've got a backwardation there as well. I would expect some sort of downward reaction when the refineries, the U.S. refineries, come back on stream that are currently down for maintenance. But again, I've said it, that this is bullish action. We've seen the lows, and it wasn't all that long ago, as you will recall, that a lot of people were saying that oil was going back to $40. We were not among them, fortunately, as you know. Okay, in terms of the precious metals, I doubt we're going to see any major move on the downside by the precious metals, which seem to be in ranging consolidations to me. I think they really look quite good here overall. I couldn't see any news on the screens to suggest why the precious metals had been weaker in here today without any other form of contagion. And the only thing I could see was that there was an article on one of the more popular public blogs, or free blogs, by Mark Holbert, saying that he'd been bullish $30 ago, and when nobody wanted to hear about gold, and now everybody was talking about gold, and he thought it had done enough. But if that was the factor, it's not going to have much of an influence for very long. I shouldn't have thought. I used the opportunity here, the little dip that we saw today, to pick up a little bit more gold and a little bit more silver. But you know, these are nervous markets generally, and that's going to continue for a while longer in here. Most of the nervousness these days is focused on what's actually happening in the United States. But as long as the US stock markets are not going back down and pressuring their lows from earlier this month, then I don't think that the rest of us need to be worrying all that much about what's taking place with the US housing market. The industrial markets, industrial metals markets, that is, again, I've emphasized how firm they remain overall, even though I think nickel is kind of seen its move for a while and could easily move into a medium-term correction after that last acceleration on the upside. I don't expect it to come down anywhere near as much as people have been forecasting for really quite some time. Again, this is very much in line with the supply and elasticity meets rising demand theme, which I maintain is so exceptionally bullish. And you have seen the return of relative strength for the industrial metals sector. And indeed, industrial metals have been a strong sector overall, really going right back to 2003, and they had been one of the top performing sectors on a 12-month basis. And a few months ago, of course, they dropped out of that top performance in terms of various stock market sectors. Nothing holds a top position indefinitely. It's a rotational correction, but they're moving back upwards once again, and industrial metals are, if they're not in the number one position, they're very close to it in terms of performance over the last 12 months. And again, I think this is one of the best bull markets going. It's one of the best combinations now of outstanding fundamental value, now backed by some relative strength, which shows that other people are, enough other people are recognizing that fundamental value. And I think it would take a major crack in the global stock markets to prevent the mining sector from moving higher in here. And I don't expect a major crack in the global stock market. What else to mention? Soft commodities. Cocoa, that base, is absolutely terrific. I jammed my stop up today on my long position because I thought, well, it's broken out. Maybe we get a first step above the base consolidation. Maybe not, but I did that really for money control purposes to make sure that most of the profit was not at risk. But it's a position that I will quite possibly add to. And I think that's pretty much it for a moment. Again, the big drama here today, in addition to a fairly steady performance by global stock markets, is this surge in the price of crude oil. All the best.